Dua Lipa. Wizkid on 959. His car drive on the streets, on the air. We everywhere. And then we kicked off the hour with Lupe Fiasco, Superstar. Every once in a while, we'll get a voice note or an email from a listener, and we'll just go with it. So today is one such day. I'll play the voice note first and I'll tell the story later.
Hi, team. So I am house hunting currently with my hubby, and the experience so far, it's so challenging because, like, totally we like different things. But I wanted to buy a modern double-story house. He doesn't like double-story. Also, furniture-wise, we're also too different. Like, for example, I want, like, blinds in some parts of the house, like bathrooms, kitchen. He doesn't want that. He is not keen for me to buy the blind. For what good reason? Quick question. Do we go with what I want since I'm the woman of the house, or what he wants? What do I do in this kind of situation?
So my dad gave me this piece of advice when I was younger. He said, Caesar, don't ever buy or build your dream home before you find a wife. And his reasoning for that was that because when your wife comes, she will never feel like that house is her home. It must be built according to her specifications or bought according to her instructions. And I believe this till this day, because even in my house, if my mom goes, ah, we need to paint this house, the house gets painted. No questions. Mm-hmm. If my mom says, we need to change these couches, the couches get changed. No questions. Now, maybe you can argue and say that's the wrong way to do things. I don't know. But Mina, that's what I've always known. I don't know what you guys think.
So I recently bought a place with the missus. And I remember we looked for like 2 months and we had just given up when she found a place. So my thing was like, I'm going to leave it all to her. She was getting excited by pretty much all the places we saw. So she's like, because she's like, I can see, I can host here. People can do this here. And my thing was just like, it needs to be in a good area and it needs to be decent security. Those are my things. It's like, everything else is up to you.
Yeah.
So when we found the place that we're in, I ticked all the boxes. And I can see why, because she has thrived. She has gone in there and I'm just fixing stuff. It's like, the tap is doing whatever. I'll just go in and fix. She and her sister will decide the curtain colors. I mean, I can't even see the difference. Even when they ask me which ones, I'm like, whichever ones just block the light. Those are the ones I want. But yeah, no. It's like a different thing. It's like women thrive in the home area. So let them go and do the thing.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I don't mind. The guy can buy the house wherever. But just best believe when I'm inside, I'm going to change it.
Really?
I will change it. I've done that to a couple of people's homes. And I'm not even with them right now.
Then you left them.
Yeah, and then I left them. But I mean, I don't mind, Jim. You don't have to buy me a house. If you have a house, that house will look like me once I'm done.
Woo-wee. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, I think it's an interesting one because men and women tend to focus on like different things when it comes to actually looking at property. I think, you know, as women, we're looking at how cozy it is inside, and then the man is more likely to look at, you know, whether there's enough garage space or if it's safe and secure. So I think it just depends on the couple.
So what is it that you would be looking for specifically as a woman?
I mean, I want a bigger kitchen. I want where I can host people, definitely. I want an area where it's closer, where there's like good schools in the area. So if there's schools in the area, I'm happy. Yeah, and pretty much if there's like a huge garden where my kids can play, I'm fine. But there must be lighting in the house. I don't want to be in an area where I feel like, you know, this is unsafe for me when I drive in. Yeah, so
you've just reminded me of something else that we're going to discuss, and I'll make sure that we discuss it this week while you're still with us.
Okay.
The area now, because a colleague of mine, in fact, a colleague of ours, was telling me about an area. She picked the area.
Yeah.
And now she hates the area. But I'll save that for another day. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow or the day after that. Cool. But you're going to find that very interesting. Give us a shout right now. If you're house hunting or house shopping, and you and the hubby are at loggerheads, whose opinion should be taken regarding the house? 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 063-688-0959.